I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Miss Zeitgon, courtesy of Roy the Scrivener. I am Jack. That smiles. This is what's trending this Monday afternoon. Merrick Garland is trending.
Yeah. Who is Merrick Garland? Let me Google that really quick because, I was a little bit curious about that myself. It looks like, because Ben Sasse voted to advance. Okay, so he's going to be the attorney general. It seems his nomination will go to the full Senate now. Mm. So good for them. The guy
who made it out of committee.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I don't know. I wonder what Merrick Garland is going to go into this job. What kind of energy? Because you know, Mitch McConnell took his Supreme Court seat from him. Like that was, Gorsuch's seat was supposed to be Merrick Garland, but he did this whole thing about in an election year, you can't seat. And we remember we went this whole thing in 2020. But I wonder, part of me hopes Merrick Garland, it's like a movie where he just perverts the law and goes for all out revenge. I don't care because nothing matters in this country like that.
This isn't trending currently, but Neera Tanden is one of Biden's picks who is having a tougher time. Do you know the story there?
I think right now they're trying to figure out if they've swap her out with someone else.
Right.
Because it looks like a lot of people are like, the things that she said about politicians, like they were really unbecoming of someone to be in a cabinet. And it's like, are y'all for real over it? Right. Anyway, it's just a lot of like nonsense. So there's definitely like there's a lot of opposition right now to Neera Tanden's nomination. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. For anybody who was like, well, this must disqualify them from ever trying to take the moral high ground again. Every time Trump did something absurd and just against all norms during his administration, you can rest assured that that is incorrect. They will.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Because it's also like, you know, she has some shit to say about Bernie, other people in office. And then like there was this moment last week where John Kennedy was like, you call Senator Sanders everything but an ignorant slut. And I'm like, whoa, OK.
This All is right. So damn. Like, cool. Yeah. No, this is by no means defending Neera Tanden.
No, I mean, like, but it's just it's absurd no matter what. Like,
yeah,
the fact that you can't, the selective outrage that comes into play is just so transparent and inconsistent. It's just like, come on, get the fuck out of here. Like, you had fucking Nazis running amok in here. Right.
Hashtag first novel is trending. For people are tweeting out their first novels, the first novel that they read. I don't remember. I read so many, bro. It might have been. I was real into Hardy Boys books, which turns out are bad books. I realized that like the 100th one that I was reading. And also like Mariel of Redwall, which were good, I think, in my recollection. What was your first novel?
I mean, what are we calling a novel? Because I remember as a kid, I was like, the books I'm reading aren't novels. And there was like a point when I was like, I will now venture out of the children's section at this library.
Right.
And get something from where the stinky dudes hang out in the library, which are like these weird conspiracies. And it was the Illuminatus trilogy was the first book that I picked up outside of a kid's thing because I heard older people talking about the Illuminati.
Wait, what is that? I don't even know that.
Dude, it's this whole fucking trilogy of books that, you know, at the time was like this novel series that had you being like, this is the key to understanding like the secret societies and shit. And it's stupid. It's like a, you know, sci-fi kind of all kinds of stuff. But like for teenagers who are talking about it, being like, this is like, you got to know this, like even understand, like, you know, this is when you have like ignorant teenagers telling someone who's like 11 what to read.
And right.
It's way over their head. They don't know a fucking. The only thing I remember is that they were called the Illuminated because they were getting high.
Right.
And they were like levels of illumination. I was like, I held on to that part.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so that's why I say like novel or book, because I very quickly was like, no, this is too much for me. But one of the big first adult books was a comedy book by Al Franken called Rush Limbaugh's A Big Fat Idiot.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading Al Franken's Lying Liars and the Lies They Tell or whatever, like in a single day on Christmas. I think my dad got it for Christmas and I just.
All that to say, I was an insufferable fucking kid when it came to books. Like, I wasn't accepting that I was a child and swinging for the fences with an intellectual bat I was not in possession of.
Yeah, mine is definitely a combination of that and then the Hardy Boys, which just
I mean, shout out to Pee Wee Scouts. You know what I mean? I fucked with the Pee Wee Scouts heavy and like the janky 70s choose your own adventure books that were in my school library too. Those were fun as fuck.
Did you guys have like those reading days where everybody would just like read the whole day? Like it was like you brought a blanket to school and just everybody sat there and read as many.
Day. Huh. I remember we had like, I think there were, yes. There were, well, that wasn't day, but we had moments where like, it was called SSR. I think it was called sustained silent reading. Yes. This all is just going back to me. So it was some shit. You brought a book and you had to read it in class. And it was just like, I think it was really just a break for the teacher to go grab Diet Coke or some shit.
Yeah.
But you stay there and we'd read. And this reminds me, this is when I started flexing with the books that I brought for sustained silent reading.
Yeah.
And my teacher was like, oh, you're reading a fucking technical journal on how to put together like a diode crystal ray tube TV. I'm like, I don't know.
You're like, have you ever read Infinite Jest?
Yeah, right.
Oh, this is kind of a dope thread because I'm just scrolling through and I've already seen like somebody putting a huge line of Hardy Boys books, which I had like 1 through 83 in my room. And they also have Mariel of Redwall. Although somebody's also putting Jaws by Peter Benchley, and I'm realizing that I read the novelization of Jaws 2 when I was like in kindergarten. So that might actually be my first novel.
Yeah.
And that would explain a lot about me also.
Right. First, but yeah, for me, first real. Yeah. It's hard to say novel because then Goosebumps, obviously, do I call those novels? I just call that a biblical material.
Seth Rogen is trending. He had over the weekend, he had a tweet about, like, I thought he had like some, you know, new show that he was dropping on us, new movie. He was like, have you ever like worked on something for 10 years and it's the night before it's released? That's me right now. I was like, oh shit, what is Seth Rogen? Like, this dude who releases 3 movies a year and like writes so many movies, and like, what has he got dropping on us?
Yeah.
And we have an answer.
Yeah. It's weed, baby. He's done the thing that we didn't think he would do. He has a cannabis company called Houseplant. That is now will be available in California. Not to do ads for him, but Seth Rogen, come on the show, coward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I've had Houseplant cannabis when I was in Canada. Shout out to Canada, back when they would still let me in. And I remember when I was going to a dispensary, I was like, I felt a thing where I was like, I trust Seth Rogen to not make shitty weed, because I know he smokes enough that he wouldn't come with some low percentage nonsense or like the terpenes are off or some shit. And he had the fuego for Canada. So I was impressed. So yeah, now he also has like ashtrays and lighters and all kinds of things. But all this says to me is like, it's that thing where like, when there's any person who has like a real passion before they get wealthy, when they get wealthy, they are going to go to extremes with that passion.
Like, yeah.
Unfortunately for Mike Vick, his thing was dog fighting. You know what I mean? And for Seth Rogen, it's weed, because this man is going, he's doing the most. There are vinyl records that are set to each strain that he has. So like, if it's an indica session, here's a vinyl LP with tracks we mix to go with it. I mean, like, that's some shit a rich stoner thinks up when you're like, it's like a coked out idea. We're like, yeah. And then the weed, there'll be an album that you can get with the weed and then play it when you, oh my God, that shit will be so dope. And I think it's cool, but like,
that's a cool idea.
I'm sorry, Seth. I'll stick to the plants.
Yeah. He shouldn't sell it, but maybe like have a Spotify playlist that people can listen to for like,
the way we do
for like trends. Obviously, you know, you got to listen to the
exactly
more relaxed, vibey stuff.
Exactly.
There's TDZ. You got to listen to the more upbeat, you know, vibey stuff.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, do your thing. And I hope you are doing something towards restorative justice and helping incarcerated people of color with cannabis offenses, because I think that's imperative for any company that's starting to, who's going to begin making money off of it, is to actually do something that gives back. And there are many ways to do that, Seth. Check that out too. I hope to see something about that as well, because you don't just want to be one of these white people profiting off of an industry that has put many people behind jail, or behind bars rather.
Golden Globes was last night, and I don't know many people who watched it. Super producer Anna Hosnier did watch it. And she said that Jamie Lee Curtis came out and looked really good in a dress. And she commented to her partner, more like Actidia instead of Activia.
Thank you for clarifying that part. Rather than Activia, because and, in her estimation, she was looking right in her yellow ensemble. Good for her. I think the thing, people didn't watch it, because to me, I'm like, a Zoom call on TV? I'd done enough of that. Also, like, in my mind, there was no year in which to process things at the box. Like, what happened at the box office?
Right. It was weird. Very strange year. Nomadland is winning, or won the Best Picture, Best Director. That's a movie we talked about last week, but it's very much like a movie that I feel like would not be like in a normal year, because it's not the type of movie that would have like made a lot of money at the box office. It might not have been succeeding as much, but glad to see it, because it is a very good movie. Was shocked to see Rosalind Pike won for I Care a Lot, for best comedy performance, or best performance in a comedy or musical. Yeah. Otherwise,
I saw something.
apparently glitchy as fuck. A lot of people,
old people doing a Zoom show.
I mean,
obviously, usually like DCP, Dick Clark Productions puts it together, but come on, y'all. The awards, we don't need award shows right now. They look weird. They don't feel good.
I've met some TV directors, like directors of like news shows and live shows in my life, and they tend not to be the youngest people in my experience.
No. Right.
So,
When you're in that control room, baby, just you in the headset, queuing it up. I mean, it's a fucking hard ass job.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
The amount of like fucking like 4D chess you play in your mind to get ahead of stuff and when to cut, like, you know, that's why we stick behind the mics.
And then the other kind of thing that people were commenting on was some people looked like they were at an award show, and then some people just looked like they were on a Zoom, like meet up with their friends. Jason Sudeikis was wearing a hoodie. Jeff Daniels looked like he'd just like ducked into his guest room. And Jodie Foster was wearing PJs. So kind of an interesting mixture, I guess. The other kind of noteworthy thing is that the ratings were super duper low.
Again, it's nobody knew.
Right.
And nobody cares. It's a weird time.
All right. That is what is trending today. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the no sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.